My friends, I'm the Reverend Jeffrey Briggs Gamblay, minister at the Fourth Unitarian Society of Westchester at Mohican Lake, and it is my sad task to welcome you here to our memorial service for Richard Bauman. Shall we light the candles, please? And I invite you now to rise in body and or spirit, and we're going to recite the 23rd Psalm, which is found in your order of service. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And you may be seated, please. It was just another normal evening after a normal day. Rich hit the sack earlier than his roommates, as he normally did. It was the life he lived. It was the life he loved. It's not fair that we are here remembering a good-looking, red-headed guy who was born 50 years ago. It's not fair that the fire happened so fast no one could get to him. It's not fair that a loving family and friends today must say goodbye to a guy who spent a lifetime making lemonade out of the bag of lemons that the universe threw at him. The modern psalmist, Jane Syberry, wrote, "Calling all angels, we're trying, we're hoping, we're hurting, we're loving, we're crying, because we're just not sure how this goes. I have no words to take away the pain in our hearts. It is a sadness we will carry for the rest of our lives. Many have asked, what could I have done differently that we would not be here today? We do the best we can. And most of the time, sadly, we are reminded that in our universe, our best most of the time isn't enough to stop the big shocks some of the time. What has happened cannot be recalled. What has happened cannot be wished away. What has happened will not be forgotten. We now must ask, what can we do? How are we, as a community, going to work through this together? How do we minister to ourselves and to one another that this sadness can be carried jointly so that it is not too much for any one of us? We have gathered in the presence of a deep and abiding mystery. With humble hearts, we bow before the veil which has fallen between us and Richard. Helen Keller wrote, "We bereaved are not alone. We belong to the largest company in the entire world, the company of those who have known suffering. When it seems that our sorrow is too great to be borne, let us think of the great family of the heavy-hearted into which our grief has given us entrance, and inevitably we will feel around us their arms, their sympathy, and their understanding." Geert, Dorothy, Gordon, Sharon, let us be honest with death. Let us not pretend it is less than it is. It is separation. It is sorrow. It is grief. But let us neither pretend death is more than it is. It is not annihilation. As long as memory endures, it is not an end to love, to joy, or to laughter. Oh, the specialists, they had lots of ideas. However, no one was ever able to name the constellation of challenges which our rich lived with. And live with them he did, as Mom and Dad and Sister Sharon and younger brother Gordon did also. Gordon is 5 years younger than Rich, and Gordon spent a lot of time with his older brother while they were growing up. In Gordon's early years, when Mother Dorothy was reading to him or teaching early skills, our Rich was getting the benefit of hearing and seeing things for a second time, which seemed difficult for him to grasp the first time around. And the truth is, he never learned to read. He was this close, but it just didn't happen. Geert and Dorothy knew there was more. Oh, there was more inside. And Rich knew it too. One day in his youth, he was so frustrated by his challenges, he put his fist through the wall in the family home. And Dorothy and Geert understood. Geert and Dorothy and their young family joined the Fourth Unitarian Society of Westchester in Mohican Lake well over 40 years ago. And there they found a welcoming community which embraced them, just as another family with kids looking for a spiritual home. Our Rich liked to travel. Beginning around 1969, the family did a number of yearly cross-country drives, and Rich was in hog heaven. Things that moved, trucks especially, grabbed his attention. There were a couple of trips back to Geert's native Holland. Geert remembers his father, Coonrod, and our Rich walking out of the house and down to the road so that Rich and Grandpa Coonrod could wave as the trucks passed. Oh, Rich loved his trucks, his toy trucks, his steam shovels, his dump trucks, his garbage trucks. There wasn't a truck toy he didn't like. And as he got older, there wasn't a full-size truck of any kind that he didn't like. It was also on vacation one year that Rich discovered bumper cars, you know, the things at amusement parks. Oh, yeah. He thought bumper cars were just great, and he loved them. Holland is also significant because it was there that our Rich learned to ride a bicycle. And it was about then that Geert and Dorothy began to understand that our Rich, then about age 12, had a flair for the physical, for the sports. Amidst the challenges our Rich lived with, physicality, movement, was his gift. He could move. He could run. He could hit a ball. He could jump. He could dance. He could jump on a trampoline. He got it. He enrolled in the Special Olympics. We have pictures of many of his medals, and some of his medals are on display in the back, including the gold medal that he won in Nagano, Japan, in 2005 for floor hockey, and the bronze medal he received in China in 2007 for softball. He honed his sports skills much like any other kid in the neighborhood with friends. In our case, it was Gordon's friends who were also Rich's friends. Gordon was saddled with looking out for his older brother. So where Gordon went, Rich went along. It wasn't always a happy experience for Gordon. Gordon has acknowledged more than once, having his older brother along was a real drag. On the other hand, as Rich's physical skills improved, Having him on your team became a good idea. The neighborhood kids would play baseball by the pond and learned the hard way that they needed to bring extra balls to the game because when Rich connected with that ball, it was in the pond. Also, Rich learned to swim in the pond as well as play hockey on it in the wintertime when it was frozen over. No one, not one of us here is perfect. Each one of us is offered the challenge to find what makes us whole, brings us to completeness, makes me the most authentic person I can be. And Rich did that with his physical skills. He was not perfect. He worked, as all of us do, at becoming whole. And while our Rich learned to be whole, well, he also could get distracted at times, and he'd walk away from the family group when they were on trips. Usually it was something moving which caught his attention. He was curious, so he'd follow it and get lost. And it didn't seem to matter where. Disneyland, the beach, a national park. Now, you know, he had a few words he could get out. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. How you doing? He once said of the family cat, Zeke, cute. You gonna keep him? But when he got lost, he couldn't tell a policeman who he was, where he lived. The family would search frantically, notify police. Our Rich would be found calm, happy, and returned sometimes several anxiety-filled hours. Interestingly, while our Rich could get lost while the family was traveling, he had a strong sense of where he lived and how to get home. Once he took the wrong bus and ended up at the Westchester Medical Center. Again, he couldn't communicate where he needed to go. What he did do, once he left the medical center, was walk home to Yorktown. He could do that. No one lives his or her life in a vacuum. Mother Dorothy and Father Geert worked tirelessly on behalf of our Richard so that he could become all that he was able to be. Dorothy became somewhat of an expert in the services available and the ways of navigating the system. The Baumans elected to stay in the Yorktown area even after Geert got a job an hour and a half away. Our Rich was doing so well in the BOCES system, and there was nothing comparable near Geert's new job. So Geert commuted an hour and a half each way so that Rich could become as whole as he could be. He graduated from the Yorktown school system in 1983. Dorothy, having gained so much experience advocating for Rich, went back to school for her social work degree and graduated from Fordham in 82 and spent 14 years professionally aiding families who were experiencing the same challenges as the Bauman family. Oh, and Rich had his quirks, you know that. He couldn't read, yet he liked collecting magazines. Lots of magazines. Lots and lots and lots of magazines. Kept them in his room. He also loved trash day. All that stuff on the curbs was fascinating. Geert told me more than once they'd have way more stuff in their house after trash day than they had before trash day. You know, he had a paper route, didn't you? It was just in the neighborhood, and he was fastidious about getting those papers on the porch, sometimes making sure the paper was inside the storm door if the weather was bad. one of our richest joys was the tips that he'd receive on holidays. He liked making money, as we all do, and he liked having money. He liked keeping his money. More than once, Rich convinced Father Geert to pay for something Rich could have paid for himself. But he convinced Dad to do it. The singer-songwriter Harry Chapin sings a song of a fellow who was a tailor and did a little singing on the side. The refrain from the song that Chapin sings goes, "And he sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul, and he did not know how well he sang. It just made him whole." My friends, our Rich sang from his heart, and he sang from his soul, not with his words, but with his life, with who he was. He had a heart filled with joy, and he shared that joy. He was a coach and a cheerleader for other Special Olympians. Rich had a long relationship with Holly Pike. They'd walk together, they'd dance together at Hidden Treasures, and sometimes Rich would take a solo dance or two. After Rich died, Geert and Dorothy received a note from a deli worker, Steve M., who wrote in part, "I was always amazed that even when it was 100 degrees or a rainstorm, he was always so happy and upbeat when he came into the store. Never complained like so many others did, and they weren't walking." Now remember, you know, Rich walked every place, so he'd walk into that store. Steve goes on, "He would always wear his medal, and we would talk about the sports he would play that weekend. If he was traveling, we would talk about his trip, and if he saw a lot of trucks." Steve concludes, "Your son always made my day a little better, and he is missed." Paraphrase Harry Chapin. Rich lived from his heart. He lived from his soul. He knew how well he moved, how well he ran, how well he hit a ball, how well he jumped, and he danced, and he swam, and he played floor hockey. And he knew, and this just made him whole. Amen.
Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. Begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy nation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world, there's nothing to it. No life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free. If you truly wish to be.
My friends, we're going to do a responsive reading. And your response is, I'll remember Rich, if that's how you knew him, or I'll remember Dick, if that's how you knew him, or I'll remember Richard, if that's how you knew him. So that'll be your response to the things that I read. And I invite you now to stand in body and or spirit. In the rising of the sun and in its going down, I'll remember. In the blowing of the wind and in the chill of the winter, I'll remember, Richard. In opening of the buds and in the rebirth of spring, I'll remember, Richard. In the blueness of the sky and in the warmth of the summer, I'll remember, Rich. In the rustling of the leaves and in the beauty of autumn, I'll remember, Rich. In the beginning of the year and when it ends, I'll remember, Rich. When I am weary and in need of a little strength, I'll remember, Rich. When I am sick at heart and lost, I'll remember, Rich. When I have joys that I yearn to share, I'll remember, Rich. So long as we live, he too shall live. For he is now truly a part of us as we remember Rich. And I invite you to sit now. Well, amidst the sirens, we have some remembrances from family members. And Sharon, if you'll come up, please.
There were a million things that made my brother Dick so very special. I just want to tell you a few of those things. Dick was a fearless athlete. He was 50 years old, and his coach recently said he could still keep up with the younger players. He was so sweet and sensitive and loved beautiful things. Last month, when we were driving in the Catskills, he looked out at the view and said, "It's gorgeous." Dick loved to laugh, and he loved slapstick comedy. I can still hear him giggling at the Three Stooges, Laurel and Hardy, and Mr. Bean. My brother was also so polite and considerate, well, almost always. Phyllis, his social worker, says when she came into the room, he would always get up and turn off the TV. When he was in the back seat of the car, he would let my dog Finney have the window seat and sit in the middle with his arm around him. He loved animals, especially the family cat Zeke and my dogs Finney and Dutch. He would cheerfully help you with any task, from raking leaves, to carrying groceries, to keeping me company walking the dog. Dick touched people. He was friendly and nice to everyone. And his daily walks around Mount Kisco, he became a fixture. Through his whole life, Dick absolutely loved trucks. We have a picture of him in Holland when he was young, standing by the side of the road, waving at every truck and being thrilled when one would honk. Going on a trip was one of Dick's favorite things. Any trip was great. He loved to be traveling. It was just, even if it was just riding his bike on the rail trail, or it could be trips to so many places like Annapolis, Canada, Florida, Japan, China, and Holland. On one occasion, my brother showed great courage and a keen sense of direction. When Dick was in his 20s, my father drove him to a bus to take the bus from Yorktown to Mount Kisco. My father went in to buy a paper. Dick somehow got on the wrong bus and went missing. Hours later, he appeared back at my parents. He had found his way home. He walked along the Deconic Parkway all the way from Valhalla, a distance of about 17 miles. It was amazing. My father expressed it perfectly when he said recently, "Dick was a gift, and I know that gift will always be with us."
Richard's uncle, Hank Bauman, has something for us.
My predecessors have had much that I have also thought about, so please bear with me. My name is Hendrik Bauman, and I'm the brother of Geert Bauman. I'm also a brother-in-law of Dorothy Bauman van den Heuvel, and an uncle to Sharon, Corlin, and Richard. My brother and I were born in the Netherlands, a dynamic but small country in northwestern Europe. There came a day that both of us sought wider horizons. My brother, a gifted engineer in technology applied physics, went to the United States of America, and I went to Canada. Both of us married and started families, Karen, Richard, and Gordon. Now all of you in this room who have parents know of the love, effort, and dedication that is required in helping our children to discover themselves and become happy and contributing citizens. With the arrival of Richard, it became apparent that more than that was required. Dorothy returned to university to acquire the specialized knowledge and skills to help Richard as best as she could. And my brother Geert dedicated all his love and treasure to his children. He declined several offers of new challenges in other cities just so the family could stay near the services and the familiar environment that Richard so depended on. As he grew up, he developed a healthy physique. He loved and excelled in sports, and he was rewarded with many medals in the Special Olympics organized at home and overseas. Richard also loved to go to Montreal. The trip was exciting, and he got acquainted with his cousins. At home in the Westchester Independent Living Center, he led a happy life. His daily routine of work, touching base with friends in town, calls to his parents, gave him a sense of peace and security. Organizations such as the Westchester Independent Living Center, the Special Olympics Committee, and the Disabled Persons Service of Mount Kisco, and the men and women serving their clients, are the mark of our civilization. Surrounded by love Richard returned what he received, and in the process left this world for a better place. Thank you.
When a good man dies, his friends gather together for many reasons. Richard's loss has touched us, and we need one another's company for comfort, just to be together, to look at friends' faces and see the common expression of hurt. That takes away some of the loneliness of our feelings and draws our hearts together in the blessed healing that we can do for one another. Nancy Bellini from the Special Olympics has something for us.
Good morning. I am the program director at Northeast Special Recreation and have been lucky enough to have been a Special Olympics coach for the past 28 years. I first met Rich about 21 years ago when his mom brought him to the Boys and Girls Club. It was there we were having a program and we were doing an intake. I knew I was really going to enjoy working with Rich. His mom was busy filling me in on things about him, how he enjoyed sports, about his move to CLC, and a bunch of other information. As she was talking about these things, Rich started to make sound effects of car motors. His mom confirmed, as does Rich, that he really enjoyed race cars and trucks. It was easy to realize that Rich might have had some troubles getting all his words out, but he was sure able to get his point across when he wanted to. Rich quickly became involved in all of the sports training that we did. He was an excellent, outstanding athlete. The stride that he had when he ran was just amazing. He participated in volleyball, basketball, floor hockey, swimming, softball, and track and field. Not only did he participate, as his sister said, he played all these sports on our first team. We usually have about six teams when we go to a competition. Rich has been keeping up with guys more than half his age in their 20s. He was a regular at our weekly practices. It was a rare occasion that he would have missed one. If he did, it was usually due to a party CLC was having, and he made sure, as did Paul and Mousy, that we were informed as to why they were missing a practice. While Rich was great at all the sports, I really think his favorites were floor hockey and basketball. At this past summer games in June, Rich went for track and field instead of on our basketball team. He was fine, he was happy, all is good. The end of the competition, besides the fact of that he was one who sunburned extremely easy. I had many conversations with his mom. Yes, we lathered him up. Yes, we kept him under the tent. Yes, we tried desperately. Not all those sunburns, but he still burned. One of the reasons I think track might not have been his favorite. So at the end of the games, Rich came up to me and said, "Hey, Nance, next year, basketball." So I got that message. Rich always dressed so nicely at our victory dances at Special Olympics competition state games. He'd have on his khakis and his button-down shirt. He always looked so good. And when he saw me, he'd say, "Hey, Nance, look at me." I'd say, "Oh, Rich, you look so handsome." He'd go, "Yep, thanks." Most of you know, obviously, by now, that Rich competed in all levels of competition, local, sectional, state, and even two world games. One in Japan for floor hockey, where our team won a gold medal, and one in China for softball, where we won the bronze medal. He was truly an accomplished athlete. Rich was so proud of himself and his team members, he would always cheer them on and offer a high five. I remember we were at state games the weekend before we were leaving for Japan, and Rich turned to me and said, "Hey, Nance, guess what? I'm going to Japan." I congratulated him and said, "Guess what, Rich? I'm going too." So I got a high five and an all right. He did great on both trips, 3 weeks away from home and halfway across the world each time we traveled. He was extremely impressive. We even celebrated his birthday when we were in China. In all my years of coaching Rich, I have to say, he was the most cooperative athlete. I am sure I never heard the word no out of his mouth, whatever I asked him to do. Rich was always the one who said, okay, Nance, okay, Nance. He was the first one to carry the equipment bags. He would never let me carry an equipment bag. He was known for all his five fives and a pat on the back. And boy, did he have a strong high five. Okay, Rich, that's enough. He'd tell me about all his bumps and bruises when he got off the court or the playing field. I'd ask, are you going to be okay to play? I'd get a big yep, because none of those were long-lived. We have a tradition with our travel team, which Rich was always a part of always finding a Dunkin' Donuts on our way home from a competition. Well, one day I asked Rich if he had any money with him. He proudly pulled out his wallet, and there was a Dunkin' Donuts gift card. He must have let someone know of our trips to Dunkin' Donuts. He definitely knew how to get his point across. Rich was a sweet, likable guy. I don't know of anybody he didn't get along with. He was agreeable, cooperative, and worked hard to keep up his athletic talents. He was such a huge part of our Special Olympics program, and we will all miss him terribly. I'm happy to have had the privilege to work with him for so many years. Rich wore in Japan, and our team photo. Special Olympics did a lot of work in acquiring some stuff because we weren't quite sure what you would get back after the fire and the incident. Ellen Pakula, who's the program director, is here from Special Olympics. Ellen, you just give a nod. Even the CEO of New York Special Olympics, Neil, was able to get you a new gold medal from Japan. So, and this plaque is to the Bowman family in honor of Rich Bowman, a dedicated athlete, World Games champion, Special Olympics hero, loyal teammate, true gentleman, from his teammates, coaches, friends, and staff of Special Olympics.
Next, we have Barbara Infantino, Westchester Association of Retarded Citizens.
Mr. and Mrs. Bowman. I am the pre-vocational program supervisor at the ARC of Westchester here in Mount Kisco. We have all known Rich for what seems like forever. He came to us back in 1983. Seems like 100 years ago. Rich never changed from then to now. He was always polite and a real gentleman. How many times I remember him holding the door open for me in the morning as I entered. Rich has worked on our mobile crew since 1998. He was well known in the community, Mount Kisco, Bedford, Bedford Hills, Katona, and Armonk. He was a valuable employee. He could always be seen walking in town. Everyone recognized him. Rich was a great employee. He was an integral part of the mobile crew. He did anything that was asked of him to the very best of his ability. Mostly, I remember Rich as being early, very early. He used to come to WARC so early in the morning that he would usually be waiting at the front door for the staff to open up, and we opened at 8 o'clock. There he'd be, soda in hand, ready to get to work. Whether it was raining, snowing, sleeting, whatever, he would have made a great mailman. Eventually, I had to ask Rich not to come so early, that he didn't have to get up so early, that he didn't have to come to program till about 8:30 or 9. Rich eventually followed that suggestion. I thought maybe he stayed home till it was time to leave for program, but no, he was out walking in town until the time came. So then every day after that, I would see Rich, and he would see me and say, "There she is. Hey, Barb, guess what time I got up this morning?" And I would answer, "What time, Rich?" And he would say, 7 o'clock. And he would draw a great big number 7 in the air. This went on every day, and eventually I made it sort of a game. So when he would start with, "Guess what time?" I would quickly answer, "I know, 7 o'clock. And Rich would answer his well-known, "Yup." It's something I'll always remember about Rich. I asked Rich's friends at the work center what they would like me to say for them about their friend. Many of them remember Rich from Special Olympics, his traveling to Japan and China, his playing hockey and basketball. Sue said she did running with him, and Kevin said he was pretty good at soccer. They also knew him from Hidden Treasures, the spring ball, social events, the talent show, dances, birthday parties at the Highlands. Their memories cover at least 2 decades. All in all, the consensus was, he was such a nice guy. He was smart. He was a good dancer. He smiled a lot. He had an encouraging word for most. He was a champ. In closing, I would like to think that each one of us will hold our own special memories of Rich close. Whether we went to school with him, lived with him, worked with him, or just were good friends with him, we should all try to live a little like Rich did, with patience, kindness toward others, and always trying to see the good in others. If we can just do that a little every day, then Rich's life will have been a fulfilled and blessed one.
Jonathan Lukens will speak on behalf of the CLC.
Actually, this is written by Sully DiStadio, who is one of our staff at CLC. As I get my glasses on. The love we have for Richard is stronger than death, even though love can't stop death from happening. But no matter how hard death tries, it can't separate us from loving Richard. In the end, Richard's life is stronger than death, and his memories will become treasures in our minds and hearts forever. As Sully remembers Richard, he was a pleasant man who loved life and loved to participate in Special Olympics. He won many events, and he was very proud of his accomplishments. He would wear his medals proudly and speak about each event with vigor. Sully was fortunate to have the opportunity to know Richard over the course of working with him for several years, and she had many experiences and fond memories about him, as we all do. One such memory when she accompanied Richard and some of his housemates was on a cruise to the Bahamas. Richard had a great time. He enjoyed the time on the beach and all the activities the cruise had to offer. We had some long days and not to mention some rough seas, but he never complained. The trip was a success, and this was, in fact, because of who Richard was. He was fun to be around. As we gather here in memory of Richard Bowman, let us remember as a man who impacted the lives of so many with his sweet and pleasant mannerisms. He enlightened our days time and time again. If he were here at this moment, he would say, "Grieve not, nor speak of me with tears, but laugh and talk of me as if I was there beside you." May God bless his family, his friends, and all that, those that knew Richard, and may peace be with him through eternal life.
I invite you now to stand as you are willing and able for the recitation of the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And you may be seated. This is the time in our service where you get to talk. As the service has been going on, you've been thinking about Richard, adventures that you may have had together, things that he did, those little victories which impressed you, all the stuff about Richard you haven't thought about in years, maybe. It's coming back, isn't it? So we invite you to share that. I'm going to grab the mic and stand here, and you can come up from either side and share what you have. Now, I ask you to be brief. And if while you're talking, you find me coming up and kind of standing next to you, that's your cue that you're talking too long and you better wrap it up. Okay? So I'll come around with the mic and give you all a chance to speak. Who would like to start?
Hello, every morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming. I was Richard Bauman's wingman, as we would call. Richard always had a smile on his face everywhere he went with me and with anybody, and he would always have a kinky sense of humor. He always had Special Olympics meant a lot to Richard Bauman because I kind of gave it up, and he stayed on. One time we went up in Brockport, and it was Ricky DeMond, Paul Ryder, Edie Flood from Special Olympics. Richard always was my wingman. The reason I call him my wingman is because of his height, his warm heart that he had in him. I was glad to know him as my best friend because he touched me in any special way in my life. I'll never forget him as long as I shall live. And the people that Richard touched will remember him in any way they want to be. And Richard lives in all of our hearts. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Crystal Cruz. I am from Aunt Maggie Center, a friend of Richie, and I'm from CLC. I would like to say that I know Richard since for work. Me and him, whenever time I go inside the workshop, he always said hi to me. He always helped me. He was always happy to see me. He always asked for his girlfriend, and I will always miss him. Thank you.
I hope you contend with me. I get very emotional in times like this. But I felt I had to get up because in my mind, I see today as a celebration. I know it's a memorial, but a celebration of Gert and Dorothy Bauman. I was social worker and director of special ed for the Yorktown schools. They joined our group and were responsible. Our group numbered what, Dorothy? Maybe 50? 100 people at times, representing all facets of handicapped, learning, disabled children. Dorothy and Gert were part of the planning and the starting of the Pines Bridge School at BOCES, because all of our kids at that time who couldn't be in the public schools were in church basements in any place that BOCES could find some space. Dorothy and Gert continued to work for many years with the parent group. Dorothy was especially helpful. She made everyone aware that the needs of handicapped children also included sexuality and the need for sexual counseling. Right, Dorothy? They served on many committees. They did a fantastic job, and I honor them for that.
My name is Hillary Norton, and I'm from Open Gate, and I go to the Ann Mandy Center. And I'm one of the receptionists. When Richard Bellman would come down and wait for the mobile crew, he and Jack and Jackie Berry to take him, he would always have a kind word to say to me, and he always say hello. Hello to me in the morning. He was a nice guy. I will miss him. Thank you. I'm sorry.
To Dorothy and Gert, oh, it was hard for Richard to we gonna miss him, and it was hard for he used to smile, and he always go to an MNR deli on in the mornings for soda, and after Holly misses him, we all miss him.
I barely knew Richard, but still remember him as a quiet, decent person. Admire, he truly into Special Olympics. Admire, he enjoyed traveling to different places. And admire, he, in short, admire, he enjoyed life. Thank you.
My name is Rick Vandenheuvel. I'm a cousin of Rich. I last saw Rich at my parents' 50th anniversary, and the one thing I always remember about Rich is the hugs. He would say, "Hey, Rick," and give me a big hug, and it would be, "Whoa, Rich, you're very strong, Rich. Thanks." And then he'd give me another hug and another hug. And I just love that about Rich. And I wasn't part of his daily life, but every time I got to see him, it was just the sunshine.
Thank you. When I knew Rick, he was a very good friend of mine, felt confident. The last time I saw him, I went to his birthday party. And I want to say some donations to the Bowman family. You've always been in your hearts. I know you've been going through it all. I'm sure everybody else knows that as well. Our fans of mine are here also. You've got to give me their hearts as well. I'm going to make this brief. And also, I'm a favorite friend of mine, like Michael Cannon put it so nicely. And I'm still living with a very, 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 very great loss. So I'm Rich. I know you are going to hear me. I speak back for Paula Ryder, Mousy, and all the others here. Well, thank you for coming. And she's also a good Richard's friend. So I thank you all very much. We love him so much. Thank you so much. Have a great morning.
Rich. You're the best Special Olympics in the whole world. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. You're part of my life. You're part of my family. Holly, you only got married to Rich. You know I love you. And Corinne, Richard always dare you. And my brother Jeff, my Blessing of the Lord. Thank you very much, Tom. And everybody, Special Olympics Committee, we are number one champion on the world. And also, it's my day. And Gert, the family here, you're part of my life. I love you.
I'm part of recycling. Hello, my name's Wendy Heller, and I worked in recycling, and Richard Bauman was a co-worker of me and Dwayne and Richard Chang, and I'll always remember him fondly. He'll always live in our hearts, and may we always remember him as time goes by. And P.S., there's a picture of him I'd like to show.
The people that are in line now, that's it. We're gonna stop after that. So if you're up, you can talk. Otherwise, you'll have to save it.
Hello, I'm Liana, and I've been a friend of Sharon for over 30 years. And I learned a very big life lesson from Rick. Even though I met him once, but I've always talked about him with Sharon, how he was. And it's come to the conclusion that it doesn't matter, like, how successful your job is, if you wear designer clothes or what kind of car you drive. It just matters what kind of a person you were and how you were towards other people and animals. And at the end of life, that's really all there is. I hardly knew. I called him Dick, and I've got this big lesson that I'm going to carry with me forever, and I'll remember it was from Dick.
I am Rich's cousin, and so I knew him as part of our family. I grew up with him my whole life, and I mostly want to be up here to say how much I appreciate you all being here and introducing me to his life here. What a full life he had, and how many people he influenced and impacted, and how many people love him. And for a family member, that is so wonderful. I thank you so much. And one brief thing. So Rich didn't say much, but when, as people have said, he always got his point across, and he did it with so much love, whether it was the hugs. Every time you met him, it was, Pam, how you doing? And I'd say, I'm good, Rich, how are you? Great, I'm great. You know, and you'd always have that exchange. He was always great, and he was always happy, and he always asked you how you were. You can't really ask much more, you know, from someone. He always brought that into the room.
Hi, my name's Mousy, and I knew Rich for like many years. When we was like in Northwest, we played basketball and did hockey and stuff. And I was trying to understand what he says, but I said, oh, okay. And then when he moved to Mount Kisco, and I moved to Mount Kisco, I knew him from Special Olympics Northeast. And every time when we have an event going on, I always have to call his staff and says, oh, Rich got picked to go to state games. And, you know, just, you know, I say, Rich, be ready and all that stuff. And then what happens is whenever we have to go to world games or state games, he says, Mousy, yep, I'm going. I say, yes, you are, Rich. And then he says, okay. And then I say, okie dokie, you're going. And then every time when we have to go to state games and stuff, he says, Mousy, I'm going. I say, yes, Rich, you are going. And knowing that, what he says, I kind of understand what he says, and he'll always be in my memories, but whatever.
Hi, I'm Lynn. I remember Rich.
Hi, my name is Diana Hurt. I'm a former teammate of Rich. I want to send my condolences to his family and tell him that I'll never forget his smile. And his smile, every time I would see him at a Northeast event or at state games. And I want to say I'm going to miss him a lot when I play sports. Because he encouraged me to try my best. And I know he's smiling. And I'm going to miss him terribly. I want to thank him for teaching me everything I need to know. Because he always puts a smile on my face every time I see him. And I'm going to miss him a lot. Thank you.
I know Ridge. Me and Ridge from softball, we like being like the special weapon together. And I know Ridge is not here, but his spirit lives on. Like all the time of Northeast, especially his family. Like, his family belongs to us from Northeast with all of his family. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Hi, I'm Judy Longhart. I knew Richard from Bosie School. And my condolence to the family and my condolence to Holly, okay? Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tom Murphy. I knew the family when I was in Special Olympics. I'm going to miss him. Couldn't believe it, but I love the family. Thank you very much.
With deepest sadness, hit the thread of in one class with Richard, and he said hi, and Conan, and live, and dance with him, and not friend, and we miss him.
The mystic Tagore wrote, "Bid me farewell, my friends. I have my leave. I bow to you all and I take my departure. Here, I give back the keys to my door and I give up all claims to my house. We were neighbors for so long and I received more than I could give. Now the day has dawned, and the lamp that lit my dark corner is out. A summons has come, and I am ready for my journey. And though my hands are empty, my heart is full." My friends, after the service, there's clearly so many of you here, the tables here won't be sufficient for the food, so there will be snacks and things outside, so that out through that door there, through that one there, that's where additional food will be, so we don't all get clustered up here. At a future service, Richard's ashes will be placed in the memorial garden at the Fourth Unitarian Society of Westchester. Will you please now stand as you are willing and able for the interment prayer and the benediction? We commit the body of Richard Coonrod Bauman to the keeping of Mother Earth, which bears us all. We are glad that he lived, that we saw his face, knew his friendship, and walked in the way of life with him. We deeply cherish the memory of his quirky ways and deeds and character. We leave our dead in peace. With respect, we bid him farewell. In love, we remember his companionship and his kindly ways. May his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy and grace of a loving universe rest in peace. Mahu hai wustun in vreda. May the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us grace and peace now and forevermore. Amen.